Whitey Gleason, Emil Fragoso, of course, Jay are with us today. Kyle Draper has a day off, hopefully back tomorrow. We are just digesting the breaking news,
man,
that we found out moments ago, Woj on Twitter, X, pardon me, quote, ESPN sources, the NBA is suspending Golden State's Draymond Green indefinitely.
Wow.
End quote. And to this point, that's all the information that we have. So we're getting a lot of questions on the chat, of course. What does this mean? Is he still in the league? What it means to me is the league recognizes this is serious. We have to do something. We have to make sure people know that we recognize it's serious, but we're not exactly sure what to do.
Yeah. Sounds good.
It's a recurring problem. That's what it sounds like to me. Is that this is a problem. We have 6 incidents in the last 18 months of Draymond Green.
Right. Very serious.
It's a pattern now. It's no longer just a one-off incident like Ja Morant where he had this and this. There is multiple times with multiple different people, multiple different teams, including his own with Jordan Poole, that he has had a problem with. So they have to deal with this now.
Yeah, and when you just had the choking with Gobert, and it wasn't that long ago, and he was suspended, and then right after that, I don't know, Jay. It sounds to me like they're thinking of doing something serious. They're just not sure that's the right thing right now.
Yeah, I think it gives them time.
Yeah.
I think the indefinitely word says time.
I do have some updates from Shams sources. Golden State Draymond Green is expected to receive counseling and work with the Warriors and NBA while suspended after striking Phoenix Suns' Yusuf Nurkic in the head on Tuesday night. He has met the criteria before a return. He has to meet the criteria before he returns to play.
Right.
So he's going to have counseling and work with the NBA and the team as well.
Which is, that's why I said it sounds good, meaning the indefinitely word.
Yes.
The fact of the matter is with that being said, he could do that, and we saw that with Ja Morant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last year. He could be back in 5 games, but it's a lot of verbiage. There's a lot of, you know, working things to that,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't really give me any sustained accountability of, you know, how he's going to be reprimanded.
Yep. Per the league office, he will be required to meet certain league and team conditions before he returns to play. This is from the NBA Communications Department. Just put
just put it out.
Right. Yep. So a lot of that is the NBA is just trying to cover their behind and show that this is bad, but we're being responsible about it.
Correct.
We care about the player. Of course, they never say this, but also we want to get him back on the floor as soon as possible because he and the Warriors are good for business.
The villain is good for business. You know, Draymond the villain is good business, but not Draymond the thug.
Exactly.
There's a line here, and Draymond, unfortunately, has crossed it the last few months.
I want to say that I hope that they actually are able to help him, but if that's not really the ultimate goal, if they don't really care about that, and given how, I mean, look, that's got to be, I'm not a therapist or anything, but look at his history. Can you imagine how deep-rooted whatever is driving him to do these things must be? And you think over the course of, a month or whatever, they're going to be able to figure that out? I mean, I would like to think so, but I doubt it.
No, absolutely not. And I think that's part of it, and that's why I said there's a word indefinitely can be tomorrow, it can be next year. And so you're just throwing that out there. It's not a given time. We're not putting a time stamp on it. Quite frankly, we're going to find out. We're going to find out in the fact of, is this, you know, like I've seen it a couple times on our text line. You know, we've heard it plenty of times. Draymond's not really that dude. He's a fake thug. He's the type of cat that does that on the NBA. And I said that earlier. That's a skill. I think that is something that the NBA has kind of transformed to the fact of being a tough guy as a skill. You know, because there's not that many that go around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Draymond has leaned on that as being a skill. The other part of that, too, is, though, it's just kind of what you're saying, Whitey. And again, I go back to the Ja Morant situation. We heard that last year with Ja. Go through the whole physical, you know, I mean, the psychological situation.
Right. Counseling.
You know, the therapist, counseling and all that. Look, please do that.
Mm-hmm.
Please do that. Absolutely.
But really
do it. Help yourself. But it also gives the NBA a caveat. It's like a cop-out for me. It gives them a caveat to say, well, we said we suspended them. We said we were going to help them. But, you know, when we kind of see fit or you kind of cross the T's and dotted the I's a little bit, come on back and play. Kind of what you're saying, Emil, the entertainment value.
A lot of it is, you would think, unfortunately, a lot of this is for appearances.
Of course.
This allows indefinite, this is very serious, it's an indefinite suspension, and we're going to require he and the Warriors to do this and this and this and this.
Yeah.
So it makes it look like they are doing more than perhaps they will. I'd love to see him get some things done here, but as somebody on the chat points out, it's going to be tough for the Warriors to back Draymond here. Not now. Not if it's like, oh, you know what? We're helping him.
Yes.
We're helping
Drake. Yeah, it's easy to do that.
It's a caveat. Give him a cop out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, the league and the Warriors, which is we talked about that today, Whitey, is one of those things is if you really want to be a parent, we put the metaphor, the analogy of being a parent and grandparents. If you really want to, you know, give Draymond a spanking, you want to, you know, give him, he's got to be disciplined, then you would have put your foot in the sand. I still think this is kind of one of those things like, look, we're going to help him. We want to help him. We know he should be suspended, but we'll let him come back, you know, after so many games. And I think when this happened with Ja, he came back after 8 games?
Correct.
Was it 8 games
it was
last
8 games.
Year? Yeah.
And then he had the second incident.
Yes.
Right.
So I don't want to say, you know, what the counseling didn't help, because I hope it did. It should have. But when it was after 8 games, we were all like, ho-hum. What happened?
It was also a different circumstance because John Murray's a much younger player, a bigger star for them than Draymond is right now. And there wasn't a history, a pattern like there is with Draymond in terms of this stuff on the court. Draws is more off the court issues. And like you said, Jay, you know, Draymond's been really good at harnessing that villain aspect and using it to his advantage. But the last few years, he's kind of let his emotions boil over and get the best of him. So it's it's kind of a curse, frankly, for him right now. Of like, you got to keep the villain in check to like use it to your advantage, but he has been able to, and that's the problem here for the NBA.
That was one thing years ago. People used to ask. I think Carmichael Dave threw this out. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's the difference between Draymond, who the NBA loves? Again, this is going back a few years, and DeMarcus Cousins. And I always thought, you know what, was like paranoid. He had a persecution complex, and he sometimes he couldn't control it. Was Draymond was more controlled. I don't know if that was right, but whether it was or not, it's pretty clear to your point right now. Draymond's not necessarily in control of whatever it is that's driving him to do these things.
And more from Woj coming out right now. Draymond, Warriors GM Mike Dunleavy, Green's agent Rich Paul of Clutch Sports are expected to meet on Thursday to start discussing a path of counseling and help for Draymond to move forward. The league did not want to put a specific number on the suspension, but allow Green to take the time he might need to deal with the challenges he's facing.
Yeah, it's interesting. The whole tenor of this is not so much, we're going to crack down on this guy's, he needs help. He's one of ours, and we're going to help him.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not opposed to helping anybody.
I'm not either.
Now, that's part of
as long
the
as
situation.
It's genuine.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think Draymond may need some help. I don't know him, so I don't know. I'm just saying from the outside looking in, he probably does need some stability in his life when it comes to on-the-court situations. The other part of that, too, though, is that's, again, man, and I don't want to keep going to that, that's not how life works a lot of times.
Oh.
Rules and regulations, man. As E-40 say, these are the rules and the regulations. You broke them.
Yeah.
And you got to face the chin music sometimes.
And they allowed Draymond to walk that gray line for a long time, and now he can't. Yes. Now he can't.
You know, I think another key point, and Kyle Ledbetter just mentioned this, and I know he's getting ready to run the next show, but for the NBA now, when they suspend somebody, Mark Cuban said this years ago, and I think it's absolutely true, anytime a pro sports league, they take action against somebody, part of it is about appearances. Like for the sponsors, we want everyone to know that we're responsible. We care about these things. We really only care about making money in the game, but we got to make it look like we care about being responsible. So the NBA isn't sure, how do people feel about this? An indefinite suspension allows them to put their toe in the water a little bit. How upset are people, the fans, potential sponsors, the networks? How do they really feel about it? Let's wait till we find that out before we decide how many games we're going to suspend them.
That's okay. I mean, I can respect that. I can definitely understand, you know, you want to assess the situation before you lay the law down. I get that part of it. And they're also coming from the angle of, you know, look, he needs help. We're giving him assistance. Yeah. We're providing the basis of giving him, you know, all the assistance in the world. And we're not just going to come down and slap him across the wrist because we don't know how deep mentally this goes. But let
That's
me also
point.
Say this.
Yeah.
That's a transition from what the league has kind of
You're
operated
right.
on mm-hmm. with Draymond.
It's a 180.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, then maybe we should see that in other parts of it. Maybe, guess what? Maybe we should see that from officials when they tee up people and throw them out the game. Well, maybe he had a rough day that day. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, someone he had a death in the family. Maybe someone's ill in his family and he's mentally going through something and he's trying to perform through his job. We can all say that every single day. So I'm not saying it's not bad. I'm not saying it's bad to assist and help. But I'm also saying, listen, and I've said this, I'm a Draymond apologist. I like what Draymond brings to the table on the floor in many instances. Mm-hmm. But I can also respect and accept when he does some stupid stuff, you gotta take the heat, right? Mm-hmm. And I think this is letting him off the hook a little bit, despite the fact that he may need some mental help, some mental assistance, some stability in his life. I want to make sure I say that.
Yeah,
please get all of
that
help.
Yeah,
please.
I got you. I understand.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
please.
I'm with you.
Please
get that. You want to be responsible about it, but it's just there's something about this that it's hard not to be a little skeptical of the ultimate motives. I as you're talking there about the officials need to be more sensitive to players. I mean, maybe if the players' union has their way, someday there will be counselors. So if the official calls a foul and the guy's a hard time, hold on. We have before timeout. We need to have counseling for the player before we continue. But in all seriousness, here's what I wonder about this. Given what the NBA is deciding to do, and they're going to get him counseling, and why hasn't this already been done? If the problem is this serious, and we know it's gone on a long time, at least since 2016.
Yeah.
Why did the team not already do this?
Correct.
Right.
Because they're afraid of Draymond.
Oh, I think they are.
Steve Kerr is definitely afraid of Draymond. Come on now. Let's be real here. Mm-hmm. Like, did you see the video of Kuminga? Like, when Kuminga scored a bunch of points the other night, and I think he had that lob dunk from Draymond, and Draymond went to dab him on the bench, and he flinched? Mm-hmm. Kuminga flinched. Yeah. Like, full-fledged was scared of Draymond at that moment. Mm-hmm. That tells you all you need to know.
Jay, I know I'm sorry. We're a little late. We'll take a very quick break. We'll come back with more on Draymond's indefinite suspension. And we need to check in on the NBA's two biggest losers. A big night for both of them. We'll do that when we come right back here. Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports. What an afternoon. We spent a lot of the afternoon talking about what the NBA should do for or to Draymond Green after he got ejected again last night. And then earlier this hour, word came down, Woj tweeting that the NBA is suspending Draymond Green indefinitely. And he will not be reinstated until, according to the league, some of the details are still a little fuzzy on this, until he and the Warriors meet some established criteria. What those are, we don't know yet, but we've been talking a lot about this and about how it seems to represent kind of a 180 from the league, because rather than cracking down on Draymond Green now, I mean, they are suspending him, which obviously is a form of discipline, but it also looks like they're reaching out to Draymond and they're trying to get him the help he needs. And again, assuming that that's genuine, I applaud them, and it's about freaking time.
Yeah, and that's why I said it's kind of a cop-out for the league in the form of this hasn't been the precedent that has been set. It's not a cop-out when it comes to helping him mentally. There's two kind of variations to this for me, and that's why the word indefinite, you know, is kind of like, okay, I get where you're going, because it's almost, and Whitey, it's like this. You're a parent of two young ladies, beautiful young ladies. Have you been so mad at your child and you're like, you know what? If I discipline them now, it's probably going to be a problem. Let me just sit back, cool off real quick.
I did that as a coach, not to my daughter, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
As a coach once.
Absolutely. And so it's like, you know what? If I go at it right now, it's not going to be pretty.
Yeah.
Let me take a step back, assess the situation,
right,
and then proceed. Cooler heads prevails, right?
What
people talk about.
Uh-huh.
And so
you don't want your anger to cloud your judgment.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfectly said.
Yeah.
Just what you said. Mm-hmm. That's what the NBA is doing for me with this. But we saw the precedent. Now I'm going to the precedent that was set last year with Ja Morant. Off the court versus on the court is a little different. Ja Morant had some things happen off the court. I can understand that a little more than the things that are happening on the court.
I'm sorry, when you say you can understand, you mean you can understand what is it you understand exactly?
I can understand why they assessed Ja Morant's situation off the court.
Gotcha.
Because we were talking about guns. We were talking about harmful situations. We were talking about the group that he carried around him, mm-hmm. you know, his community, meaning his close-knit family. Like, those are things that, in reality, I always say I'm a product of my environment. those things can be assessed and helped. And I'm not saying you can't do that. You can't cross that line on the floor. But I'm also saying some of these things, and he said it himself, are antics. Some of these things are kind of forced. Some of these things are, you know what, I'm flailing. I'm doing this. I'm doing, you know. And again, I pointed out to me what Draymond does is a skill in NBA right now.
Let me see if I understand you. And I'm not
making
a judgment one way or the other. I want to see if I understand you. It sounds to me like you're suggesting what Draymond's getting counseling for is something that he really should be able to control himself.
Some of the things.
Is that kind of where you're going?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because he's admitted to, he said it last night, listen, I'll come up here and apologize if it's very genuine and I know what I did and it was wrong. Hence why he apologized to Nurkic.
Right.
We also understand there's times where he means to do it. And he said that same thing last night. He was like, look, I was trying to sell the foul. I've also said I don't think he meant to hit Nurkic in the head region of where he hit him, on the jaw, the face, the ear, whatever you want to call it. I thought he meant to make contact and, like you said, sell the foul.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, what are we – why do we need therapy for that?
I understand what you're saying. If I were – let's say we were in the league office and we were having that discussion, mm-hmm. you know, do we suspend him or not? What I would counter to that is – you may be right, but after the stomp on Sabonis' chest and the way he went after Gobert, last night just kind of put me in a position where, okay, now I got to do something I didn't want to do. Last night, I'm with you. That was weird, but those two things, going after Rudy Gobert, choking him, where you could have really hurt him, that was really violent. And then stomping on Sabonis, I mean, those are the two things where I'd say, you know what, we probably should have done something sooner. Those things to me suggest that we need to address this. I could be wrong.
So then do that then.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
Then do that thing.
Why in the world has it gotten to this point?
Right.
Before they decided, oh, counseling would be in order.
Yeah. Which he's already been in the format, seeking assistance and help.
Well, that's probably it, right? I mean, you can't really, it's like when you have an intervention, the person at some point has to decide, okay.
Yeah.
And if Draymond probably now is like, look, we've got you. You're going to have to agree to this or we're going to suspend you for the whole season. All right, I'll agree to it. So maybe that was part of it.
Well, it may be, and that's a great point. I get what you're saying. No one's going to get help until they want help themselves.
Right, right. Right.
I completely understand and agree with that. I just, for me, I think it's part of the situation when it comes to the entirety of Draymond as we've come to know it, and as you said, as of lately. 2 years ago, he probably catches the suspension and moves on. Compared to now, we're saying, well, you know what? Mentally and, you know, physically, spiritually, emotionally, we probably need to help you. Nah, we should have been doing that in the beginning, mm-hmm. right? And I'm not saying you can't change that. I'm not saying you can't understand and recognize is what you're saying. Look, things change the way our point of view. I totally get that. I'm just saying, if that was the case, we could have did this a little sooner.
I agree.
We could have did this a lot sooner and helped that individual a lot sooner.
And to me, no one recognized how this has escalated. Could be a total misread because I'm not an expert on this, but you go back to 2016, he's kicking people, in the ball rack. Well, that's a dirty play.
Yeah.
You know, there are dirty players. That's a dirty play. But even when 2016, when LeBron stepped over him and he flicked him, it's like, yeah, you can't do that. But that's not like, I understand why he did it, right? But you go from there to, as we say, choking Gobert, stomping on somebody's chest. And you mentioned it earlier. The weirdest thing about Draymond, the scariest thing, is those instances where he's been thrown out of a game in Memphis and where he just marches around the arena,
mm-hmm.
like baiting the crowd. That's right. Like, whoa, that's somebody at that point should have recognized, right. Okay, I think we're not just talking about kicking somebody. That's more than a dirty play. That's somebody who's got some stuff going on upstairs.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, with that all entail now, the word indefinite, it for the league, I appreciate the fact that they took a step back and they're assessing the situation. And all hands are on deck for Draymond now, including himself. Kudos to Draymond. Kudos to Rich Paul, Clutch, the Warriors, NBA, everybody that's in the Players Union, everybody that's associated with the fact of this gentleman getting some help. All for that. Second part of that is, with this precedent being set now twice, the Ja Morant situation, albeit it's off the court stuff. Now we're seeing it with Draymond with on the court stuff. I would like the league to be a little bit better in recognizing these situations. I need the league to be a little bit better in assessing these situations. And I need the league to be a little bit better on standing on some of their thing, you know, I guess some of their viewpoints of how they want this league to be operated. Mm-hmm. Because you've talked about it all day. This is a lot of this is entertainment. And now we're saying this gentleman has some issues that we need to work through. But for the longest, you've been letting this go because of the entertainment and the money value and everything else. NBA, man, you got to be better than that. Yeah. And I'm not opposed to saying that.
Yeah. So what's at stake for the league in terms of credibility here when you have these two high-profile cases that they're stepping in now in terms of disciplining players? What's really at stake for the league? How important is it for them to make sure they get these right? We'll return with that here with the Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports. Big news this afternoon is that the NBA is suspending Draymond Green indefinitely for getting thrown out of the game last night against the Suns. Of course, it's what, the third time he's been thrown out this year? Here is the official statement from the NBA communications, and it doesn't tell us much, but for what it's worth, Warriors forward Draymond Green has been suspended indefinitely for striking Yusuf Nurkic in the face. It was announced today by Joe Dumars, Executive VP, Head of Basketball Operations. This outcome takes into account Green's repeated history of unsportsmanlike acts, and then they review what happened last night, and then finally, Green's suspension will begin immediately. He will be required to meet certain league and team conditions before he returns to play. So it's Whitey Gleason, Jay Johnson in today with Kyle hopefully returning tomorrow. But, Jay, as we talk about yesterday, we talked about Ja Morant, and the league now is, you know, trying to figure out when Ja comes back, how they handle that. And now you've got another player suspended and going into counseling. Don't you think it's vitally important that these situations both end up in obviously positive outcomes, or else the league loses so much credibility if they botch both of these things?
Oh, absolutely.
Or even one of them.
Yeah. I mean, come on now. Their reputation, I don't want to say is on the line here, but their reputation is definitely going to take a strike or a hit.
Yeah.
You know, you have to.
When you're negotiating a new TV deal.
Yeah, very true. And I mean, you know, we've come to understand and know over, you know, the last 10 years or so, mental health is something that has not always been, you know, verified when need to be, you know, over the last whatever, so many years prior to the last 10 years. And it's something that a lot of people have honed in on as bettering yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you know. And
whereas before it used to be, suck it up.
Right. Exactly.
For athletes.
Exactly. Be quiet. Do it. You know, be tough. Have a mental toughness that no one else should have, and move on and play. And so we've come to find out that's not that's not reality. These people, these players and athletes are going through the same thing. They're human beings. The same thing that everybody else around them is going through. And so I applaud the league for doing that wholeheartedly, man. But to answer your question, I do think there is something to be said if these, you know, and it's on the I want to say the players, but Ja and Dre first. It's on them first. And so I can't blame the league if something goes wrong with one of those people personally, right? But at the same time, I just feel that the league did a disservice with Draymond by allowing him to be, you know, off the hook for so long. It really has just been so long that they could have jumped in and tried to, you know, be something of a median in between of what's going on over the last 3 years for Dre.
Yeah, and I agree with you, but I would blame more the team, I think, than the league, because the team has been, if anyone knows what's going on with them, it's the team. But, you know, if this all ends up with them helping him, maybe the ends justify the means. But it's an interesting time for the NBA, again, against the background of trying to negotiate a new deal. So the image of the league, obviously, is so vitally important because they're trying to sell it, right? I mean, that's what they're doing with the new TV deals. So a really interesting way they decided to handle the Draymond Green situation.
It's indefinitely for me, Whitey. The word indefinitely.
Yeah, right.
I think it's kind of rubbed me a different way. It's like,
You wanted something more decisive?
Yeah, I think so. And again, I'm approaching this as a fan of Draymond. So I can only imagine what the detractors of Draymond are saying. You know, I'm looking at the text line. I'm reading the YouTube. I mean, I can only imagine what we're going to see, you know, over the next 24 to 48 hours from the sports world and fans and listeners and everybody else when it comes to Draymond, judge and jury. I truly believe that mentally they're going to assist them. As you said, the finality of all of this is going to be very interesting when it comes to the reprimanding of what happens with Draymond.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, for me, they're just the league is taking a step back and saying, look, we're going to let you receive some help first.
Right.
But after that, what happens? And that's what I'm then definitely is kind of touching me the wrong way.
It sounds to me like, and I could certainly understand this, you have an issue with the way the league went from we are going to punish you and we're going to decide how many games you miss. And then it's like, oh, you know what, buddy? Hey, let's see if we can't help you out.
True.
At a time when, again, when you're trying to sell your product.
And I get, look, everything changes. Every single day, every hour, every minute.
Yeah.
The world changes.
That's a great idea. Just like you said, why did it take anyone this long to recognize that this is the way it should be approached?
When everyone on the outside looking in could see it.
Yeah. And again, it could be that Draymond, if he didn't want any part of that, you can't very well force him. That could be.
Okay. Yeah. But I guess my counter to that is this. You can't force him to receive help, but it is your job, your duty. It is for you to operate this league. You were supposed to take action with Draymond a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I have the problem is,
mm-hmm.
is Draymond is going to, and he should. I'm not letting him off the hook. I'm not letting Draymond off the hook here. Draymond should receive not only the help, the assistance, and everything for him to be a better person. He also should be reprimanded. Just because you made a mistake doesn't mean that you know, you can run and hide. And I'm not saying he's doing this, but the league is kind of pushing that. It sounds from the wording and what we're hearing from the reports is like, look, we're going to help him, but I don't know if we're going to reprimand him. And what I'm saying is Draymond should be not only assisted, he should also be reprimanded. I know what happens. And I think that's the question when you say the league needs both of these, you know, these
situations
uh-huh. you know, to play out a certain way to receive the positive feedback. I hope it does play out that way, but also you're setting a precedent for some other people to come out there and do some other crazy things. And, you know, not saying that they don't need the help again. We're also saying, you know, you're kind of letting these people off the hook a little bit when you say that.
Draymond Green at some point is going to return to Chase Center. He's going to get an ovation like you've never heard. And when that happens, there'll be a lot of Kings
fans. You really think so?
Yes.
Wow.
And I just hope that when it happens, when he comes back, that he is a changed person. That what they're cheering is not just appearances. I hope what they're cheering when that happens is, wow, he went through something and he came out a better person. I hope that's
yeah. That's not gonna happen, Whitey. I mean, look, I'm a you know one thing mm-hmm. Jay does on this air, and I don't mean to say third person. I'm gonna keep it strong in the buck, and that's why I'm saying I'm struggling with my words.
Said I'm hoping.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm struggling with my words and my opinion very much right now because
you're trying to be sensitive
yes,
to the issue
exactly.
of mental health.
Yes, because if they're saying he has recognized that he has some issues. Then I'm riding with that. Everything else that I could care about on the court, reprimanding, being suspended, I care nothing about that. I care nothing about that. But it's tough because the NBA has the capability, Whitey, and I hear what you're saying when you say, look, for a person to receive help, they have to want to help first. I get that. But our society, and I don't mean to get deep here, the league has set other precedents that don't really matter.
Oh, I know. And that's like I
said. It doesn't matter.
It's possible that he was told, if you want to continue earning your paycheck, you are going to get
yes.
some of this help.
Right.
You may not want it, but right. you're going to get it.
It's
you're
great.
You're going to help us.
Yeah. And it almost makes me like, is this a PR storm?
Could be.
Like did the NBA communications put this together? You know, again, I don't know Draymond. All love to that man. his family, his friends, his brothers in arms, the Warriors. Please get assistance. Please get help. And I'm glad that if he's recognized that, that he is willing to receive help. But I mean, I'm sure having a hard time with the league and the way they're pushing this, man. The narrative and the fact of the precedent's been set. Y'all haven't always done this.
That's true.
Because let me tell you, I know Metal World Peace or Metal World Sam or whatever, you know, whatever he wants to go by. My boy Ryan, right? Meta. He needed some assistance, and he's come on this very air, this very station when you were here and said, I needed help. Mm-hmm. They didn't go that route. And now I get it, completely different. He went into fought fans and all that other stuff. But you can't tell me he didn't need some assistance. Like, he's told a story. He's told his upbringing. And I always say, we're products of our environment. He need assistance, too. Why all of a sudden now we just going to start helping everybody when for the last 20 years, 30, 40 years, we weren't helping everybody else? The league, I don't know, man. I'm having a tough time with the way the NBA came with this.
When we come back, there's two teams on the court that are having a tough time. You got a team that's lost 20 straight, a team that's lost 17 straight. They're both playing now. We'll see how they are doing, and we'll also check in with Emil and Nate as they get ready for Return of the Empire. When we come right back, Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports. We got a full house here is the point here. Did you guys used to watch Full House?
I like Full House. I like it. It's a good show.
Whatever happened to the Milkman?
What, man? Y'all was Full House fans?
I mean, Full House.
I watched it. It was a stay home from school sick kind of show.
It's a Northern California show.
My daughters loved it, so I ended up watching a lot. Danny Tanner and company.
Oh, obviously. Yeah.
Who on that show ended up being the biggest star, do you know?
Stamos?
Stamos, 100%.
Oh, my aunt went on a date with...
Bob Sack.
It's actually the dog. The dog became Air Bud.
The Olsen Twins. I didn't know that.
Air Bud wasn't even that good.
I know, but there was like five movies. There's Air Bud.
Wait, the dog became Air Bud?
Yeah, Comet.
I didn't know this.
On Full House became Air Bud.
Air Bud was a movie. It got me crying back in the day when I was a kid.
Could Air? I feel like I've seen it, but I can't remember. Was Air Bud even good?
I don't know.
Was he Steph Curry or was he?
What was Air Bud?
But there's no way a dog's gonna be playing.
No, anything with an animal or a dog, man. If it's sad, it gets me going.
My aunt went on a date with Uncle Joey.
And let's just cut it out.
Let's just say
cut it out. That cat, right?
Joey Gladstone.
Yeah, I guess he was kind of a maybe not the coolest guy.
Have you ever heard the song "You Ought to Know" by Alanis Morissette? Yeah,
that is not about him, is it? Really?
That's my understanding. I don't know.
Oh wow,
interesting. Yeah.
Anyway, Emil and Nate are here, getting ready for the Return of the Empire. I wanted real quick, guys, to check on how the Spurs and the Pistons are doing. The Pistons have lost 20 straight. They're playing right now. Mm-hmm. They're hosting Philly. The Spurs have lost 17 straight.
Oh, they're down by 15.
They're hosting the Lakers.
Yeah. Spurs are down by 15.
Hold on.
The Spurs are down.
Pistons
40,
are down by 18.
40, okay, well, there you
and the
go.
The Spurs
okay,
are so down by 13.
Continues.
Yeah.
What was your guess for Draymond's suspension?
I thought it'd be like 10.
Yeah.
And it's still maybe
indefinite.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's technically serving time now, but it could, towards that bigger suspension, if I'm not wrong. But I mean, if it's 20 on the dot, game 21 would be against the Kings. Which would be a little funny.
It would take the Kings fans to know that.
Let's not.
Like, let me check the schedule.
Yeah.
Because he just came back. Something
about Kings Warriors, man.
The play-in game, right?
Riles me up.
Yeah, not the play-in, the in-season tournament game. Yeah.
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 That guy's a little crazy, huh?
I don't know. It just seems to me that even going back to last week when he fouled Holmgren shooting the three, and that was last weekend, his judgment seems, like it's one thing for him to do. You know, you kick somebody, we were talking earlier, that's a dirty play, right? When you kick, but that's, you know, basketball players are dirty sometimes. But then when you go after guys, you're going to choke him. Yeah, it just seems like, it's like Nurkic said. I think he needs some help.
Yes. Yeah, we were playing that all day today on the midday show. Yeah. That was a drop today.
That was a good one.
It was, I think it was that brother needs some help or something.
Yeah.
And he's not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some issues for sure.
Yeah.
I watched the video in slow-mo. You could see the trainer in the background, the Suns trainer. His reaction is very funny. I recommend watch that if you have some time. He's just like, watching Nurkic just get smashed in the face.
When I first saw it and I was going back and forth, but I did see it when it happened. My first thought, and I was wrong, was, Nurkic, he didn't get hit that hard. He kind of flopped.
Yeah.
But he got popped pretty
good.
He
got it.
Yeah.
He got it.
His right hook right there, man. Yeah. That was special.
Don't you think Draymond probably meant to turn, and then he's looking at the official, figures the official's looking at me, and I'll smack this guy in the shoulder or something. I'll give him a little something. It's like, whoop, I missed. Bam, right in the head.
He was aiming.
Really? You think he meant to hit him in the head?
He was aiming to hit him in
the
head.
I don't think he was looking to touch him up on the facial features.
I think he was.
I don't know really? With him anymore. He's just... he's all over the place. He's kind of a crazy person. So you just can't predict people like that.
Yeah.
I think Antonio Brown said he's the Antonio Brown of the NBA.
Ooh, wow.
I think that was a quote today that I saw. Uh-huh. So that's not something you want to be.
No, well, it's not.
Yeah. No, what you want to be is get ready for the return of the Empire.
That's true.
That's
true. You want to get ready. It takes a lot of prep.
It does.
Yeah.
A lot of prep.
I had a factoid that I got from Jay
that
I told Emil, and he didn't even know it about the 49ers.
What's up?
That CMC has been the league's leading rusher from week one all the way through to this point, and that's very rare. It hasn't happened since Emmitt Smith, that after each week's games, he's been the leading rusher all the way through. Could be all the way through the season.
Yeah, there hasn't been any, serious running back injuries this year besides Nick Chubb, right? Like starters.
Aaron Jones has been off and on as well too, but still.
Yeah, so that makes it more impressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see what Kenneth Walker.
Would you say he's an elite running back though, Kenneth Walker? I wouldn't say.
No.
Really good.
That is
really
a great stat. Solid.
Yeah.
It is.
He's the man. Do you think he gets offensive player of the year?
I think it's possible.
Sure.
Who else gets it? Tyreek?
Tyreek.
Tyreek's a little banged up now.
Jackson.
I don't think Lamar gets it.
Okay. Well, what do they give offensive player of the year to just non-quarterback? Is that kind of the rule, right?
It has.
Yeah, that's because MVP is the quarterback.
Yeah, right. Exactly. MVP is like the Cy Young award.
Right.
Cy Young goes to a pitcher and MVP goes to a quarterback.
If not for AP come back from a torn ACL, it still would be a quarterback for the last 25-ish years.
Yeah.
Since Marshall Faulk. I think was the last before AP.
Is that 99?
Yes.
98?
Well, there was a stretch.
We did this. Danny Tomlinson
was in this
there.
Last week.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Marshall Faulk was the last, or Kurt Warner was the last MVP before Mahomes to win the Super Bowl.
That's what it was, yes.
Yeah. Mm. We went back and went through, because Mahomes last year won the Super Bowl with MVP. We went to check, because we were talking about Brock Purdy being MVP, and I truly don't care. If he wins MVP or not.
As long as he wins the ring, right?
Yeah, that's Brock, all I want. That's all. I don't care about all this first in Pro Bowl, all that stuff.
I don't think he cares.
He doesn't.
No.
He doesn't.
I don't think he does either. I don't think any of them do. They all have gotten all pros, all the guys that deserve it, right? All their superstars. It's Super Bowl time. That's what it is for these guys. And that's all I want to see.
Do you guys feel bad that you're the reason Kyle Draper's not here? Because you...
I love it.
You badgered him.
I love it. No. I love it. Yeah. No.
You know how he plays the villain? He plays it up. I'm going to do that for him.
Draper, man, he didn't respond to my tweet actually when he went to the Niner
He's
game over the weekend
you.
Too.
Oh really?
He big timed me.
He's big timing.
He big timed me. I called him out. He didn't respond.
Got the bird flu, Emil. Don't worry about it.
Oh man.
He's got the bird flu.
Hey man, you know what? Niners are going to go through that bird gauntlet. Just Niners kill them all. Them birds. Roast them turkeys.
What are you guys kicking off with? Your top.
Well, we have a guest today.
Oh,
we do.
We're just opening with a recap. We're going to talk about. I hate the Seahawks. So anytime Niners beat the Seahawks, it's a great day for me.
Yes,
I don't like
yes.
Fantastic day for me. Brock is 4-0 against the Seahawks.
I always listen.
Thanks, Whitey. Appreciate it. And then we got a Tyler Drake on from AZ Sports.
Yes.
All right.
Cardinals reporter for AZ Sports. Tyler Drake has agreed to join and talk a lot about why Nate thinks this is a trap game for the Niners, frankly.
Injuries. Oh. Yeah, there's some potential for a trap game.
Fast, I know we have to break. When can I be a guest on the Turn of the Empire?
Next week.
I'm a Niner guy.
Next week.
Show me some Niner love, baby.
Next week.
I'll just ask.
Well, not next week because we won't have a show next week, but after that, it will.
I just want to talk a little
Niners. That's why they told you next week to have a show.
Great point.
Stick around. Return of the Empire with Emil and Nate is next on Sacktown Sports.